Ere flogison. Ere ne pa. Jesus Christ, our God, who said to Simeon the disciple and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are those who see for you and your ear for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels. Through that prayer, of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember their supplications and prayers which you offer upon to you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, report them, those who are sick. Of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, and the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethsaida, having five porches. In these lay great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And the day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, "Was cured. It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry out bread." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the man was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus has withdrawn a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Amen.